Hello, welcome. You're watching RT International. Now, there is a Russian propaganda virus, according to an advisor speaking to the US House Committee on Foreign Affairs. Russia and this channel RT has been accused of a misinformation campaign that, quote, attempts to undermine and discredit Western democratic institutions.
We start to view Russian propaganda like a virus. To stop this virus, we should treat it like one. So curing those who may have been exposed, defending people by educating citizens to protect themselves and others, and disarming it or finding a vaccine.
U.S. lawmakers and the expert witnesses that they invited to testify before Congress claim that Russian propaganda, in which they include this channel RT, is an affront to democracy. Apparently, in Mr. Doran's view, which many lawmakers at that hearing seemed to share, everybody who does not think like them needs to be cured. They said people need to be protected from Russian disinformation. How do you do that? Maybe for starters, listening to the distinguished panelists.
WikiLeaks is the most well-known platform for Russian intelligence to distribute their stolen material. The coordination of the two tactics was exposed several times during the U.S. presidential campaign when RT or Sputnik ran a story based on hacked material hours before the material was posted on WikiLeaks. Even Russian spies make mistakes.
Except Mr. Baer's statement itself was disinformation. WikiLeaks published the material on their website, which RT caught very quickly and tweeted about it, and then came the WikiLeaks tweet. The fact is that the material itself was published on the WikiLeaks website before RT tweeted about it. This was easy to verify. So the statement that former U.S. official Daniel Baer made there was false. And at the hearing, it went unchallenged. By the way, lawmakers and panelists at the hearing kept saying Russian disinformation without giving specific examples. The other thing that sounded like disinformation was several members of Congress widely speculating about the infamous anti-Trump dossier, which no official body has verified. And that so-called dossier is full of incendiary, completely unsubstantiated accusations. So my takeaway from the hearing was that the lawmakers and the panelists cried disinformation while spreading disinformation themselves.